Next item on the agenda, Burroughs Bay Improvement Association, docket number 061231. Mr. Stagg.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I believe I was, yeah.
I'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is a commission review of an appeal by the applicant, Burroughs Bay Improvement Association, of the October 30th, 2006 Allaway County Wetlands Board decision, which denied the applicant's request to construct a 5-foot by 300-foot open pile pier, which would include a 10-foot by 75-foot L-head, a parallel 5-foot by 50-foot dock landing section near an existing boat ramp, and 3 2-foot by 12-foot finger piers along the L-head, which would create 6 wet slips with lifts for use by the association at their property at the end of Burroughs Bay Road in Allaway County. What you're going to see here is some photographs that you saw previously. This is the second appeal of the second decision by the board, and I'll explain that a little more later. The photo, there's an orientation, and there's some ground shots which were not seen as part of the Wetlands Board case. There were ground shots, and they're in your packet. They are very similar to the ones I took. So, you know, it's basically they were standing next to me when I took my photographs. The county was taking a photograph. So, yeah, I don't believe that would be opening the record. I believe you did open the record previously in the previous appeal. With that said, I'll proceed unless council thinks there's any need to open the room. Again, the project's located in Allaway County, Burroughs Bay section of the James River at the end of Route 621, which is Burroughs Bay Road. A little closer view of the topo map. You'll note the pier in the the middle pier there is actually a pier on the adjoining property, and the smaller with the black dot on the end is the old dance hall structure, which I'll discuss further later. This is a historical picture of what used to exist before the Hurricane Isabel basically wiped out most of everything on the water there and quite a few of the buildings along the shore. This is how it exists now. Again, this is what was the dance hall structure. The interior pier is gone. Some exterior pier pilings. This is a pier on the adjoining property, not the association's property, and this is the boat ramp. This is adjacent to upland property owned by the Burroughs Bay Association. The parcel is commonly known as locally as the acre or the public acre or just the county acre. The association originally submitted an application in May of 2006 requesting authorization to construct a 5-foot pier shown here, extending out with a little dock landing section here next to the boat ramp, and then an L-head and some finger piers in the wet slips with lifts on the inside. This is an attempt by the association to graphically show what was there before. I believe the dance hall structure may actually have been further offshore than what is depicted there. The Allaway County Wetlands Board first heard this project in August of 2006. After conducting a public hearing, they voted to deny the project. Their decision, however, did not include any rationale for that decision, and the applicants appealed to the commission, and it was heard at the commission meeting in September of this year. The commission voted unanimously to remand the case back to the Wetlands Board for reconsideration and a decision that was based upon a clear rationale specifically related to those areas within the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. These are some ground shots. Again, the association's property ends along in here. This is adjoining property pier, boat ramp. Basically, the alignment of the proposed pier would go out in this area, wrap around offshore of these derelict pilings. And again, just looking straight out, sort of in the middle of the property. During the first hearing at the Wetlands Board, Mr. Epperly, who represented the association, explained the request to the board, and there was some discussion of this remnant piling field you see in the photograph, and was asked if this would present a problem to boaters if the pier were constructed as requested, and Mr. Epperly indicated he did not believe so. Some discussion followed on why the pier should not be located along the southern end of the acre, which would be the downstream area over here. Mr. Epperly again noted that they had considered that alternative, but they believed that this was a better location. It was next to the existing boat ramp, and that they also used the lower end for swimming purposes and didn't want a pier in the middle of that area. Mr. Forrest Scott spoke in opposition to the application and stated that the construction of the association pier as proposed would interfere with their intent to rebuild previous structures that had existed here. And as you recall, I went over a history of this whole area previously. It is in your packet. I'm not going to go, I believe you're all here. I'm not going to go over it again, but basically the issue raised by Mr. Forrest is that the dance hall structure that used to exist there and the pier associated with it was owned by them, and that they wanted to rebuild, and that they believed this pier would interfere with that proposed rebuilding. This came up during the first public hearing, and there was some discussion about easements and access. But basically, the Burroughs Bay Association owns the property, and we can find no record of any riparian severance by the association for the dance hall structure. The history is that the public acre was originally owned by the county, transferred to private ownership. The dance hall structure was originally authorized by the court as a public wharf. It was operated privately, but it was a court order as a public landing for goods and services. That was transferred into private ownership also at some time to the Bracey Scott family. Basically, after the hurricane, it was destroyed. The Scott family did apply under the emergency executive order of the governor. The commission deemed that this was not a previously authorized structure for private use. It was really for public use, and that was sent to the Scotts. We also later notified them that should they wish to pursue just going through a regular joint permit application, they could submit one to attempt to reconstruct, and it would go through a public interest review. As of this date, we still have not received any application. Basically, the county recommended denial based on these same safety issues of these pilings, and the board denied the project, but they gave no rationale in the first meeting. It was remanded back. They held another public hearing. There was little comment from the association other than they wanted to basically build a pier as they had originally requested. At the second public hearing, Woodrow Crook, who represented the Bracey Scott family, spoke, raised some of these issues about the dance hall, and requested that the board deny the project again and reminded them of their direction from the commission to give a clear rationale for their decision, which resulted in their motion, which I'll read verbatim. It's pretty long, but the Wetlands Board, having considered the documents and materials in the previous hearing, the public record included in the agenda packet, the staff's briefing and recommendations presented at this hearing, the evidence presented at this hearing on behalf of the applicant, David Epperly, and the protester, Woodrow Crook, who was actually the attorney for the protester, the comments of other state agencies consulted in the matter, and under Chapter 13, Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia, particularly the Sections 9 and 10 of the Wetlands Ordinance, relating to the Commission's responsibilities, or the Wetlands Board's, the matters to be considered, and the criteria for determining whether to grant or deny a permit, I move, the person that made the motion, to deny the permit on facts of the litigation and safety issues that were presented in the previous agenda and public hearing held. Also based on the finding that the anticipated public and private benefit of this proposed activity does not exceed the anticipated public and private detriment based on all the factors. That motion was seconded and passed 5-0 to deny the project. The VIMS report is in your packet. Basically, VIMS indicated this project would have minimal individual and cumulative adverse impacts related to wetlands. The shoreline along this, as you can see, is primarily a sand beach and unvegetated. The Health Department of Environmental Health also signed off that the project was acceptable and no other agencies commented. So in summation, while the Alloway County Wetlands Board did cite a litany of items within the Model Wetlands Ordinance, staff believes the actual record of both public hearings does not support any of the conclusions contained within the motion based on impacts to wetlands within the board's jurisdiction. In addition, staff is unaware of any pending legal action between the Scott family and the association. No application has been submitted to VMRC concerning any attempt to construct structures at this location by anyone other than the association. And the only safety issues at the site appear to be related to the remaining remnant derelict pilings, as you see here, for which the Scott family continues to assert an ownership interest. We have taken a separate action and notified the Scott family to remove these pilings pursuant to the section of the code 28.2.1210A, removal of derelict structures, as they pose a hazard to the general public. We did receive a letter from Mr. Woodrow Cook related to that matter, and that will really be addressed more specifically in the subaqueous hearing, which will be right after this one. Therefore, staff recommends the commission overturn the Wetlands Board's decision to deny the project, finding that the denial has prejudiced the substantial rights of the applicant, that the decision is unsupported by the record considered as a whole, and that given there are minimal impacts to jurisdictional wetlands at this site, would be involved. Staff further recommends the commission direct the Wetlands Board to issue the necessary permit. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. The board cited safety in their decision. The extant derelict piling field, is that outside of the Wetlands Board jurisdiction?
Primarily, I reminded the board at the first public hearing that when they were discussing that issue that we would address in the subaqueous portion of the permit, which is what most of the pier is in our jurisdiction, we would look at any safety or navigation issues as part of our purview, and that while they can certainly look at the entire impacts of the project, their primary focus should be on the wetland impacts, because that's their jurisdiction. They still believe that a safety issue was one of the prominent reasons, as you saw in the motion, that they made.
And the second question, the derelict piling field, what does that protestant have title to at this point? What's their standing? Do they simply own the pilings that are left, or do they own upland parcel?
No, that would be our view. I was going to cover this more in the subacres, but I can certainly explain it now. The acre is owned by the Burroughs Bay Association. There was, or may still be, an easement within the acre for a septic system for the dance hall structure. My understanding is that the health department has basically stated that after the Isabel, that system was basically destroyed or filled with sand, and that it would be highly unlikely or almost no chance that the health department would approve using that area for a septic system for any future construction by either the association or the Scott family, because as you can see, it's only a few feet above mean low water there. So our view is that even if a structure was built there that needed a septic system, which Dance Hall had, they had water and toilets and everything, they would have to go somewhere with that system, which means they'd have to either go up or downstream and inshore, or through the association's property, or get the association's permission to go through their property. But it's unlikely a system would be allowed on that property again. Other than that, there's some implied rights, I guess, because the structure was there, but there's no real easement right to go across their property to get to the dance hall structure.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is the applicant present?
He's protesting, I believe.
That's protesting.
Yeah. No. I don't believe the applicant's here.
Mr. Eppley's not here. Anyone here from the Wetlands Board? No one from the Wetlands Board. The matter's before the commission for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Mr. Fox, discussion?
Are we going to allow the protester to...
That would come under the next
okay.
aspect of it. This is just an appeal.
Okay.
Of it too. Let me, before we vote, I would like to make a comment. And it's parochial in nature probably because I am from Isle of Wight County. I have had the benefit of being on that structure when it was operating and had some, quite honestly, some good times on there. I've spoken to Rotary Club meetings. I've been there before. And I think I understand where the Wetlands Board was coming from when they did what they did, and if they exceeded their authority under the Code of Virginia, although they may, we'll vote to determine that shortly, I can't help but believe that their intent was well-founded. We get very few appeals from the Isle of Wight County Wetlands Board, and I know the people on the board. I know the sentimental value that we're dealing with in this specific area. But at the same time, as we sit here at this commission, the law is the law, and that's what we'll be contended with. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Next item is... Burroughs Bay Improvement Association, 061231. This is the...
Same project. This is for the subaqueous permit portion of the project. Basically, you're going to see same slides again. The only change in the language here is I've removed the appeal part. This is just request for authorization by the association for the pier structures, as you saw. Again, same location. As noted in a previous staff evaluation, a brief history of the ownership of the activities may be warranted. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to go through it a little quicker than I did before at the previous hearing and a little longer than I did just a minute ago. Basically, the portion of land we discussed earlier is the acre that's owned by the association. The association obtained the ownership of the property from the county in 1959. There not to be appeared to be any transfer of ownership of any of the offshore structures, including